Well, hello, hello, friends. Welcome to the Not Your Child Road Safety Show, a show dedicated to road safety, sprinkled with entrepreneurship, with a hospitality cherry on top. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Julia Matthews, aka the Breathalyzer Girl, and owner of Not Your Child Corp, a Canadian company dedicated to, you guessed it, road safety. Check us out when you have a chance at notyourchild.com. Now, as usual, we'll start off our lovely day today with a couple feel-good songs to keep you company behind the wheel. And then we head right into our discussion section, move right back into some more feel-good music, and finally, as all good things come to an end, we close with our quote of the day. So what do you say? Stick around with me for a great show? Well, buckle up your seatbelts and let's dive into the Not Your Child Road Safety Show. Friends, were you listening last week? Well, we told you what we would be talking about today. So, we will be talking about the benefits, the absolute, wonderful, fantabulous, not a word, but a Julia word, fantabulous benefits of owning your own breathalyzer. So, stay tuned for our talk.
I said, me, got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at that same cafe, 6:30. You know we want you. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans. While the jukebox played our favorite song, me and Mrs. Jones, we got the we both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up. Cause she's got her own obligation. And so you are me and Mrs. Jones. You got the we both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it die. Let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, inside. Was you the highway and all the mind? Tomorrow with me, same place, same joy. Me and Mrs. M.R.S. with the pretty little Joe.
The one and only Mr. Billy Paul. Mr. Billy Paul.
So, Julia, breathalyzer girl, why do you think I need a breathalyzer? Well, I'm glad you asked. There are many benefits. So let's begin. First of all, preventing inebriated driving. The primary benefit of owning a breathalyzer is to prevent inebriated driving. So you can determine whether it's safe for you to drive or not. So if your BRAC is above the legal limit, you can take steps to avoid driving at the time or waiting until the alcohol is really out of your system. Or you can just find another way home, another mode of transportation. So it's particularly useful for the times you think you slept it off or the times you think that enough time has passed, right? So that's why at Not Your Child Corp, we say, be sure. Now, this means, second reason, ensuring your safety. Driving under the influence of alcohol is dangerous, not only for you, the driver, but also for the other people on the road. Remember, I always say, hey, if you think you're invincible, okay, but maybe the other people, they aren't, okay? And you don't want to live with that guilt. You might live. And, you know, that can be worse. Owning a breathalyzer can help you ensure your safety as well as the safety of others. Now, that goes to the third reason. Hey, it's shareable. For instance, our breathalyzers on our site, they come with 5 extra mouthpieces. And we also have single-use ones. Shareable meaning, are your friends leaving your house okay? Are you sure? Are you sure your designated driver is still okay to drive? You know that there is a statistic that says that more than half of the drunk driving incidents, the drunk driver were actually supposed to be the designated drivers. They were just less drunk than their passengers. Mm-hmm. So you can see the benefits there. You can not only keep your friends safe, but you can also keep them accountable. So, let's get into number 4. As a result of the aforementioned, here is a great question. Peace of mind. What is that worth to you? Now, I know a lot of people who say to me, oh my goodness, after an event, I'm scared to drive home. I'm hoping that there's no ride program out there. I'm hoping that I don't get pulled over by a cop. And it happens very often. Very often people are scared. They have this fear to drive, and which is right. But you know what? You wouldn't have that fear if you knew where you were. If you knew where your BRAC was. Excuse me. So that is a real fear. And so we must honestly address it here. Right? And with that, listen, if you check your BRAC, you will subsequently avoid legal trouble. Okay, getting caught driving under the influence of alcohol would lead to legal consequences, including fines, license suspensions, and even imprisonment. So, owning a breathalyzer will help you avoid all of these consequences by ensuring that you are not driving while intoxicated. So, we're back. More reasons. Well, have you thought about just learning about yourself? Okay, I tell you what. I use my breathalyzer so much, right? That sometimes I experiment with myself. So, I know when my BRAC will be higher. All other things being equal, other than hydration and being rested. All right, for instance, seriously, I've experimented with the same amount of food, same amount of alcohol at the same time, but varied how rested I was the night before and varied how much water I drank that day and the day before, right? And I'm telling you this, guys, always my BRAC is higher when I'm less rested, even though I eat the same thing and drink the same thing at the same time. I don't, maybe it's my body chemistry or something. I don't know if it's going to be the same for you, but I know one thing will be the same for you is when we're less hydrated, and this works. When you're less hydrated, like say you don't drink the same amount of water the second day, right? And you eat the same, drink the same amount of alcohol, go figure, it will show you that your BRAC will be higher the next day. So it really teaches you about yourself, and that is great because it can help you to put up guides and guidelines for yourself to say, you know what, I know usually I can have a shot, you know, and then in 2 hours I can leave, but you know what, I didn't sleep well last night, so maybe I shouldn't, right? It teaches you about that, but be sure, as I said, be sure, carry your breathalyzer, okay? Which now leads to the next reason. It encourages you to be responsible. Okay, now that leads you to making better decisions. And hey, if you make better decisions, you save yourself from the regrettable ones. And I don't only mean that you being the only one dancing at the office party on the table. I don't only mean that. Okay, but seriously, it allows you to pace yourself and to know yourself, to thine own self. Be true. That means, well, be true to everybody. But anyhow, therefore, friends, owning a breathalyzer, one of our handhelds, here comes the plug, from notyourchild.com/driver safety. It provides several benefits and responsible drinking habits, okay? Including, it gives you peace of mind and it makes you avoid the serious consequences of inebriated driving. So I hope that's enough reason for you to, I mean, people used to buy pet rocks, for goodness sake. Get a breathalyzer. Okay, ciao.
Compliment what she does, send her roses just because. If it's violin she loves, let them play. Dedicate her favorite song and hold her closer. Today, find 100 ways. Don't forget, there could be an old lover in her memory. If you need her so much more, why don't you say? Time. Ask her to stay. Find 100 ways. Being cool won't help you keep a love warm. You'll just blow your only chance. Take the time to open up your heart. That's the secret. We'll be right back. It's one more star she wants. Go all the way. In your arms tonight, she'll reflect that she owes you the sweetest of debts. If she wants to pay, find 100 ways.
Carry the most reliable, highest quality breathalyzers and testers in North America and Europe. All our devices have the highest certification you'll find. They are FDA approved and TÜV certified. We don't carry good enough, we carry the best. It's a matter of pride and our company's identity. So head to notyourchild.com/driversafety and pick up some life-saving gifts or find them at some of your favorite wineries and watering holes. And if they don't have them, ask them to stock them. They could very well end up saving a life. And remember our golden rule. When you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober.
She just looks that way. We made a date to go for a drink. I wore my jeans and she wore a mink. There was this misconception all over town that she ain't only got hung by the pound. She said, take me home, that won't be no fuss. I said, sure you got some change for the bus. Watching her leave, I heard the bartender say, she ain't pretty, she just looks that way. I called her up, my father was home.
Said she's busy, she can't come to the farm.
I held my breath and decided to wait. A guy like me doesn't get many dates. I fell in love with a model from hell. It took some time for my hormones to tell. That chasing her's been a great mistake. She ain't pretty, she just looks that way. Her ego rotates incredibly fast, but her personality didn't have the cash. I laughed out loud through my total dismay. She ain't ain't pretty, she just looks that way. She ain't pretty, she just looks that way.
She ain't pretty.
She just looks that way.
Do you have at least 1 year in hospitality or 1 year military training? Do you have excellent soft skills and want to make a positive difference in the lives of fellow Canadians? Do you also live in Ontario, Canada? Then we want to hear from you. Please send your resume to info@notyourchild.com. That's info@notyourchild.com. And let's talk about how we can make a positive difference in our world together.
I step off the train. I'm walking down your street again. And past your door. But you don't live there anymore. It's years since you've been there. And now you disappeared somewhere. Like out of space. You found some better place. And I miss you. Like the deserts miss the rain. And I miss you. Oh. Like the deserts miss the rain.
Yeah. dog has chained you up all right. Give you everything you need to live inside a twisted cage. Sleep inside an empty rage. I had a dream I was your hero. Damn, I wish I was your lover. I'd walk you till the daylight comes. Make sure you are smiling and warm. Can't stand to see you black and blue. I give you something sweet each time you come inside my jungle book. But is it just too good? Don't say you'll stay, cause then you'll go away. Damn, I wish I was your lover. I'll rock you till the daylight comes. Make sure you are smiling and warm. I am everything. Tonight I'll be your mother. I'll do such things to ease your pain. Free your mind and you won't feel ashamed. Shucks, for me there is no other. You're the only shoe that fits. I can't imagine I'll grow out of it. Damn, I wish I was your lover. You believe me, I turn on the Rolling Stones. We could move along as we much better. Let me in. I could do it forever, ever, ever, ever. Give me an hour to kiss you. Walk through heaven's storm, sure, but
I can't imagine I'll grow.
And friends, you know we like to wind it all down for you with the quote of the day. And today's quote comes to us by Plato. And really, you know, I have evaluated some relationships this year that makes this quote, it resonates so deeply. He says, people are like dirt. They can either nourish you and help you grow as a person, or they can stunt your growth and make you wilt and die. I like that, and I think it's true. All right, what kind of dirt are you surrounded by?
Well, thanks for joining us today, friends, on the Not Your Child Road Safety Show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember, head to notyourchild.com/radio show to submit any questions, comments, or shout outs you want us to address on the next show. Until then, friends, I hope you continue having a lovely day. And remember our golden rule: when you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober. Ciao.
I just wanna squeeze you as I bestow a gentle